Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by Prosper.com, America's marketplace for people-to-people loans. Prosper.com, where you can compete to bid on loans to fellow Americans.
The Fix for Subprime.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. The White House response to the subprime crisis comes this afternoon. The plan's expected to temporarily freeze certain adjustable mortgage rates for 5 years, a tourniquet for a housing market that's been hemorrhaging. Moody'sEconomy.com predicts the bleeding will continue through early 2009. By then, the firm says, housing prices will have dropped 30%. Oy, hasn't been this bad since World War II. Yesterday, there was a shockingly strong survey on private job growth that sparked a rally in the stock market, which is why we have the upbeat music. The Dow jumped 200 points, closing at 13,444. The S&P and the NASDAQ were each up 1.5%. Asian stocks took their cue from Wall Street, and European markets are trading up as well. Tomorrow, the government reports on November employment. This is the last big piece of economic news before next week's Fed meeting. This morning, both the Bank of England and the European Central Bank are meeting on interest rates. British rates look to be headed lower, but there's a different outlook for the Eurozone. Our European correspondent is Megan Williams.
As Europe weathers the storm caused by the U.S. subprime mortgage crisis, growing inflation, and a record high euro, no one's surprised by its central bank's decision to keep interest rates at 4%. European consumer confidence, along with the housing market, is slipping fast. By reversing its previous trend of slowly hiking interest rates, the European Central Bank hopes to fuel the economy by making borrowing money easier. EU expert Francis X. Rocca says even that has its risks.
European leaders are agonizing about the high-value euro and its impact on exports. On the other hand, the inflation rate hasn't been this high in the eurozone in over 6 years. And when you lower interest rates, you really risk aggravating that.
This week, Canada, whose dollar is now worth about the same as the U.S., surprised analysts by cutting its rate by a quarter point to 4.25. The U.S. is set to review its rate early next week. I'm Megan Williams for Marketplace.
Legislation on global warming is moving through the Senate. Yesterday, a landmark bill to create a cap-and-trade system on carbon emissions cleared one committee. Here's a surprise. Powerful business lobbies have started a campaign against it. Sarah Gartner reports from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk.
Climate legislation being considered by Congress could make it too expensive to heat our homes, power our lives, and drive our cars. Is this really how Americans want to live?
This Chamber of Commerce ad is airing on the TVs at Washington, D.C.'s main airports, right in the path of traveling U.S. senators. A man in a wool scarf cooks his morning eggs by candlelight, then runs to work instead of driving. And listen to the Chamber's Bill Kovacs on what the group plans to tell American workers.
By the way, energy is going to be far more expensive in the United States. So when your jobs go to China, you can thank the people who gave you climate change.
He means climate change legislation, and specifically cap and trade. Big carbon emitters would have to buy credits from smaller emitters or spend money to clean up their act. Either way, the chamber argues, consumers will end up paying much more for energy. But a recent McKinsey & Company analysis concludes the U.S. could cut emissions in half by 2030 at manageable cost to the economy. I'm Sarah Gartner for Marketplace.
The pharmaceutical industry is swallowing a bitter pill. 36 top-selling drugs lose patent protection in the next 5 years. One of those is Plavix, the blood thinner from Bristol-Myers Squibb. Generic competition will cost the company $3 billion annually by 2012. So Bristol-Myers is restructuring. 10% of its staff is being let go. That's 4,300 jobs. And half of its 27 plants worldwide are being closed.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. By Shriners Hospitals for Children. providing treatment for orthopedic, burn, and spinal cord injuries at no cost to the families. More at ShrinersForKids.org. And by BNY Mellon Wealth Management, since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com.
The state of Washington is the nation's top apple producer. Now it's got a new cash crop, computer servers. Server farms are sprouting up in rural communities along the Columbia River because of the region's inexpensive electricity. Jason Parr reports.
After driving past acres and acres of apple orchards, I'm standing in a nondescript office building about 2 hours east of Seattle. It's a quiet place until Kevin Timmons opens a door on the top floor.
And I'm about to take you into where the actual internet lives here in Central Washington.
Timmons is the vice president of operations for Yahoo, and those are computers you hear. There are thousands of square feet filled with nothing but servers stacked from floor to ceiling that store much of the content Yahoo provides. Simmons says Yahoo was drawn to the region by the cheap electricity to not only power the computers, but also to cool them.
Electricity is one of our largest single line items as far as our expenses for one of these centers. So that's certainly a key consideration in our decision to locate a center.
Cheap electricity is just one issue. Simply having enough is another. Even a small server farm can use as much electricity as several thousand homes. In many urban areas, these facilities would be too much of a drain on the local power grid. But here along the Columbia River, where numerous hydroelectric dams produce the abundant cheap power, local communities are happy to have the extra business. Pat Connolly is a port commissioner in Quincy, a town about 45 minutes down the river.
This does bring a lot of revenue into the area. And we just view it as a good thing. It just diversifies our economy a whole bunch. So we're not dependent solely on agriculture.
Microsoft, Intuit, and Yahoo are all opening server facilities in Quincy in the coming months. And when many of the surrounding fields are covered in snow, these new farms will continue to produce a bounty crop of data 24 hours a day. I'm Jason Parr for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening. Make it a good day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.